Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
Do you have anything I don't know about you that you should tell me for the first time on camera?
Yeah, sometimes I like to hide under blankets when people ask me awkward questions.
How come you got a Pendleton blanket and I got the Target blanket?
Well, you know, some people have better taste than others.
Yeah. So you've kind of become like this person that everybody is like, is Paul coming? Is Paul coming? Is Paul coming? And like, no matter how many times, it's like, he has this great band that tours even more than my band. People still think you're going to show up to every show.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
I don't know if you've been hearing this, but the reason we're here is because it's 107 outside and the cameras are overheating. So we have to do it inside today.
Right. That's why I wore my blanket.
The AC is going. Kyle turned the fan on. Did you see Kyle's here?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a podcast right now?
We're not started yet. I mean, we're kind of started. Are you ready, Kyle? I miss Kyle. You're supposed to be like, I miss Kyle so much.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay. We're doing great so far.
Great.
I poured us some whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt right with the blankets and the fact that it's midday. That makes no sense.
So cheers.
It's Devil's River, but I didn't tell you what kind.
Yeah, I'm sure I can decide. Let's see.
Well, we're not in a van. We don't have to go anywhere. So we're just at home. We're at our own house on our own couch so we can drink whiskey if we want to.
Yeah, I knew that actually.
Okay.
This is agave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
It's just really good by itself. I'm trying to be sweet to you, but I'm kind of mad because you just texted me that I owe you $700 5 minutes ago.
Well, if you just pay your bills on time, it wouldn't be an issue, would it?
So here we are. I owe you $700 and I'm hoping to get you drunk and then you forget about it.
That's why I texted, so I will remember forever.
Okay, great. If we can go ahead and get started.
First things first.
This is my third one today, so I'm, you know. First things first, what's it like to date a girl with so many stomach problems?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you about it.
Is it awesome?
No, listen, I've been taking notes. I'm going to go into detail. Are you ready?
No. According to TikTok, only hot girls are, you're really hot if you have a lot of stomach problems.
Well, that's why I went to watch TikTok, I guess.
You're actually dating the hottest woman in the whole world.
Okay. This is what they teach you, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, TikTok.
Oh, that's great to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. We are going to talk about more important things, but when we were having lunch 2 days ago and I told you we were going to talk about pedals, guitar pedals.
Yes.
And your eyes lit up. You were like, oh, really? And you were so excited. And I was like, no, we're not talking about guitar pedals.
Oh, we will talk about pedals. Right.
How many guitar pedals do you own and why do you own way too many?
I don't. I have probably 40 pedals. But Rio Tribbiano owns 100 and something pedals. That might be too many.
That might be too many.
So it makes me look like a very reasonable person. So thank you, Rio.
Oh, shout out. I guess that's okay. I have a lot of boots. You can have a lot of pedals.
That's right.
But do you ever wish you had a girlfriend that you could talk about pedals with? Or is that what Rio's for? Like if you're ever going to leave me, it's going to be for a girl that you can talk about guitar pedals with and has less stomach problems. I'm sure she's out there. Do you think about her?
Is this how it's going to be the whole time? I might quit this podcast.
No,
I pedals has always been a man to man kind of situation for me, and I'm okay with that.
Okay. Great. If you ever meet her, she sounds hideous.
That's actually kind of right. No offense to any girls that like pedals out there.
Oh no. Speaking of hideous girls, it's very weird that last week we were talking about the fact that sometimes we talk about there being a bunch of hot girls at your show or something, how I want, in a weird way, I want there to be young, pretty people at your show, because that means that you're succeeding as a band, because that's where the cool people go. That's how you know you're popping, is when you like look down and you got like young, cool people at your show. But it's a weird thing as a girlfriend to be like, yeah, good job. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. However, we know we're popping by the amount of 60-year-olds in our crowd. If there's a large number of them, then we've been doing pretty great. No, I know what you mean. And it is strange, but also it's just part of the music business. I mean, that's just the way it is. Like, there's going to be all different kinds of people there. And the young people usually are a little more energetic, and it makes it more fun, and they bring their friends, and they all share the music and stuff. And so they are probably the main driver of people who get really popular usually, right?
Right. Totally. Like, there was like a whole row of young people at my show in Tucson, and I was like, yeah. It wasn't like I was like, those people are hot, but I was just like, yeah, this is great news for me.
Yes, I'm always a little bit amazed when I see young people sing along to our song. I'm like, oh my God, we're doing it.
We're really doing it. And I feel like that for you. But I feel that I don't feel insecure about it, because I think we have a really good relationship. But if you were cheating on me all the time, then that would make me insecure. But as far as I know, you're not cheating on me all the time.
Great. That's my answer. Okay, great.
Your plan is going well. No, but I mean, I think our relationship is very different, because I feel very secure in our relationship. Do you feel that way?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I swear. No, I really do, actually. And I want you to have all the young hot guys at your show. Honestly, it would be totally okay.
Right. I feel that way. Right. I feel like you're okay with that.
I am.
And people take pictures with you, and people take pictures with me, and it's fine. I know that you're a hot, talented guitar player. Like, I know that that's, but people don't really know that you're just a total nerd who just like researches stuff all day.
Thanks. Right. Great.
Like, dating you is not like dating a rock star, like people would think.
That's
it's
true.
Like, let me research all kinds of insulation.
Well, yes, that is currently what I'm researching, because we're building a house. But a lot of times I'll research like music, like how does guitar stuff go, or guitar gear, or, you know, other music related things. And hopefully that's why I'm good at music, is because I'm nerdy enough to like focus on something for a long time.
I remember when we were first dating and you were on your phone and you were like really into your phone. And I was like, who is he texting? And I walked over and like just like got behind you and I looked at your phone and you were researching amps.
Yes, that is a favorite pastime of mine. Thank you. In fact, I was doing it this morning while you were asleep.
Right. And that is awesome. I mean, because there's so many, like, I feel like I hit the jackpot in terms of, you don't really care about social media. You don't really care about, like, you're never really, every time I look at your phone, you're never really like checking out some girl on Instagram or something.
That's
which has happened to me before.
I already have you. What I don't have is the next coolest delay pedal.
Great. On that note, I feel really happy about this. Well, I did an interview yesterday with a guy who plays music with his wife. And he was like, sometimes I just got to step away. You know, like, we have moments and we just got to step away. Do you feel like that with Paul? And I told him, no, maybe you feel like that about me. Like you might get frustrated with me, but you never show it. But you're a special case because you're a side man, but you're also a front man. And you had your own band, but you also have been just a guitar player. And you've been not just a guitar player, but do you know what I mean? You've been.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're okay with just being the supporting human in a show. Like whenever we play together, you're always just trying to make my show as good as possible, and you're totally fine with that.
Yeah, totally. No, that is honestly my favorite thing to do, is be a side guy, or at least somewhat side guy. Like in Wilder Blue right now, it's perfect for me because I'm mostly a side man while Zane sings the songs, and I sing harmonies and guitars. I play guitar.
You sing guitars?
Yeah, it's my own unique skill. But I get to sing a song or two, and that's very fun because I get to write some and sing some. But honestly, I don't feel like I'm supposed to be the star. Like I don't think I have that personality to be like, just to do all the moves and the smiles and the all that kind of stuff.
The moves? Yeah. Do I have moves?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do.
Have you ever seen yourself stage?
Yeah, I got some moves.
You do have moves.
And I love it. Like, I crave that. Like, and I have bad jokes. I have plenty of those to go around.
Yeah, see, I hate to talk on the microphone in a show. Like, it makes me nervous. Whereas, like, I can go stand up in the front of the stage in a stadium and play a solo and be totally fine. But if I have to talk to 10 people through a microphone, I hate it. So,
yeah, speaking of stadiums, you guys just announced your 13 shows. 13?
12.
12. 12 shows with Luke Combs.
That is correct.
Do you know Luke Combs?
Yeah.
Do you know Luke Brushes?
Did you just make yourself gag a little bit with that joke? What was that?
It just came to me.
It was really, really good joke.
How many times has he heard that? 85?
Probably never. But okay.
Listen, half a shot of whiskey, jokes for days.
Okay.
Okay. You didn't like that joke?
No, I liked it.
No, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. You're used to that by now.
Yeah. But I love it. Yes, we're playing 12 shows in 12 mostly stadiums all over the country next year. We're the first act of like five, including Luke, I guess, or four, some of the shows. And we play like 20 minutes, like four or five songs, maybe.
It's a dream.
It's pretty great. It's going to be amazing. So we're very excited about that, of course. And yeah, we met Luke. We opened for him this summer, like kind of we played the tailgate before his actual big show, and we got to hang out with him afterwards, and he's singing on one of our new songs.
Ooh.
On our record. So I know him a little bit.
That's great.
Yes.
I only asked you that because it was setting up my joke.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, you could have just cut me off a long time ago.
I know. No. Totally fine. Do you think it would be weird, or because you are dating a lead singer, I always think about things if they were reversed. Like that's my whole, like whenever you're on the road or whatever, what if things were reversed? But would it be weird if you were out on the road with five girls? Because that is basically what I do. I'm out on the road with five, sometimes six guys. Like, it's strange to think about if it was reversed and you were out on the road with five girls every weekend. How come it's different? And is it different? And is it fine? Or what's...
You tell me. Is it different or fine? How would you feel?
I don't know. I would like to think that I would be cool with it, but it would depend on the people, which I think you feel that way too. If there was like a guy that made you feel uncomfortable or whatever, then wouldn't matter their gender.
I think you're totally right. That all of your band is super cool and I'm friends with them.
Right.
And so I don't feel that worried about it.
Which you shouldn't be.
Great. So if it was the same way with you, it'd probably be the same.
Yeah. Like I think about people, like if you were on the road with like Heather Stalling, do you know what I mean?
No. What are you trying to say?
No, I'm trying to say that I would be like, yeah, rad. Oh, please be on the road with her. She's the coolest.
That's right.
And she's my friend. but I would like to think that it wouldn't matter. But I think you've never really had an issue with it. But most people that I've dated have had an issue with me being on the road with a bunch of dudes. Cause it is kind of strange.
Yeah, it's real strange. I can't think of any situation where it's the other way around. Has it ever happened? One dude in a girl band?
I can't think of one.
I don't think so. So no one knows the answer to this question.
No one knows the answer. There might be one band out there.
Maybe.
Because they have to have a guy to, you know, I don't know what I was going to say. Like use a screwdriver or something. Because that's right. I went to AutoZone the other day and to get a taillight. And the guy was like, well, I can't do this for you because it's a Mercedes. But he's like, don't take offense to this, but do you have a husband or a boyfriend around that could do this for you? He said, it just takes a flathead screwdriver. So, and I was like, well, what's don't take this offensively, but I can use a screwdriver, like, believe it or not. So that was where that joke was going because you got to have a guy around to just use a screwdriver. And it wasn't even a screwdriver. It was a star bit.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't even know AutoZone man.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's a great job. Yes. I think that ladies could, a whole band of ladies could probably tour, and they do.
And they do.
I assume.
They get paid half as much, but they right. do it. Do you think that it's important? We have like one rule, I think. I don't even know if we ever talked about this, but it is always a rule. Like no matter what, at the end of the night, you call me and I call you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's only happened like maybe once where you didn't call me and maybe once where I didn't call you over however many years we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
16 years.
17, but who's going to?
But I think that that's great, right? Do you think that that's... It's yeah. been working for us.
That's right. You know, like, obviously just because I call you doesn't mean that everything is totally fine, but it sure is like... it sure is a good indicator that things are probably going right.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. You should have said just because you call me doesn't mean everything's
right.
But you did it with you.
No, I remember.
No, but let me tell you where you went wrong. What exactly do you mean by that? I'm just kidding.
For whatever reason, if you call me at the end of the night, it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How great are my voicemails sometimes?
They are amazing. I know. I should have brought some to play on this podcast because, you know, it's the end of the night and usually you have some funny stories and sounds to make.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell. And if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
You can't tell by my podcast voice, but I think I have a lot of funny sounds and voices.
Yes, I was hoping you get an apple into this one.
Apple? Yeah. Well, did you know I could talk like a Furby?
Yeah.
Oh, Furby. Did you know I could talk that good like a Furby?
Well, actually, no. That's great news.
Do you have any voices?
Nope.
Do you have anything I don't know about you that you should tell me for the first time on camera?
Yeah, sometimes I like to hide under blankets when people ask me awkward questions.
How come you got a Pendleton blanket and I got the Target blanket?
Well, you know, some people have better taste than others.
Yeah. So you've kind of become like this person that everybody is like, is Paul coming? Is Paul coming? Is Paul coming? And like, no matter how many times, it's like, he has this great band that tours even more than my band. People still think you're going to show up to every show. And people are so disappointed when you don't, when you're not there. And people are so disappointed that they actually made a cardboard version of you when you couldn't make it to a show. And it's right there.
Oh,
That's cardboard, Paul.
I didn't even see that there.
You don't even want to know the things that the band has done. That's not true.
Kind of do.
That's actually. Not true. That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Our moms listen to this podcast. We have to be. But I do want to say that I think it's a little unfair that you, like, how many people asked you last weekend when we're getting married?
Zero, probably.
How many people do you think asked me?
Four.
4,000.
Four's a lot for one weekend, maybe.
But it was probably about four.
Yeah, I guess people just don't ask dudes as much unless they're, like, kind of teasing. Maybe they're teasing you, too, and you just don't know. No, I don't think so.
It doesn't feel like teasing. It feels like this. It feels like, why won't he marry you?
Right.
Like there's something wrong with me.
Right.
And then you're like, well, they're not wrong. But that's not what's happening here.
Right. What is happening here?
I don't know.
Right.
Are we going to get married on this podcast? Kyle, are you ordained?
Kyle, can you bring the ring out now?
Oh, gosh. Could you imagine? I would jump out this window. Or you would jump out this window. Sorry, whiskey. We have our ring bearer.
Oh, my God.
I just think it's a strange thing for people to be, like, so invested in our relationship. But every podcast, every radio interview, everything, I'm including this one. I'm talking about it, but you don't.
Right. Yeah. It is real strange. I have no idea why it is like that. And so it's like almost not my problem really as much as it is yours. So sorry. I don't know.
This is why I like dating you, because I'm an emotional roller coaster and you are this person, the people listening. What? How would you describe?
I was going to say flatline.
That's not a...
Yeah, I'm a desolate plane of emotion.
Yeah, right. But I think that's a good pairing. Because right. if you were me, and we were both on this emotional roller coaster all the time...
Roller coaster? Sorry.
I've had...
I'm sorry, continue.
I've dated that person, and it's not good. It's not a match for me.
Right.
And if you dated a flatline, that maybe not, wouldn't work for you?
It'd probably be real boring. Or maybe I have. I never really thought about it that way, but it'd be real boring, I think, right? Like, you're so much fun, and I can hang out with you and be fun with you, but I'm really relying on you for the fun.
Wow, I never knew that this whole time.
Sorry.
You are welcome. Yeah, you wouldn't be drinking whiskey at 3 p.m.
Well, if I was by myself, I might be.
You might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to tell this podcast how into wine and whiskey you are? I mean, I just feel like looking at you, you don't put a lot of yourself out on social media, which is totally fine. And it's very cool. You're kind of like this mysterious human, but it's not because you're trying to be mysterious. You just actually do not like sharing your personal life on social media.
That's true.
That's not something that you enjoy. But I want everyone to know how much you like wine and whiskey and flavors and tastes and smells and how much it gives a sparkle in your eye.
Okay, great. Well, okay. I'm obsessed with wine and growing wine, and my goal is to eventually have a vineyard in probably the Davis Mountains in West Texas or maybe southern New Mexico. And this morning I spent a couple hours reading a book about how to build trellises for vineyards and how to prune your vines. I've made wine a few times. I've made beer before. And pretty much everything fermentation-wise excites me.
I personally love it. But maybe we can put this out in the universe that, like, there's got to be someone out there who wants to partner with you on the Davis Mountain Winery. And by partner with you, I mean pay for it. And then we can be, like, I picture a compound where we have these little tiny houses and all of our friends stay. And then we have musicians that can play and you do like a wine, but not 3 hour sets. Like, you play 30 minutes and then you get paid well and you get to drink good wine and you get to stay on the property. And then we make this amazing wine and somebody else basically funds it.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe let's make it a one song set.
You just play
one song and we're like, hey, he's good. Great.
Here's $1,000 and some wine and a free place to stay. Yeah. That would be the dream.
I like that.
Okay. Well, you never know.
You can get an encore and play two songs if it's really good, I guess. Play two songs. But
how many hats do you have?
Probably 10 cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably about 10, maybe.
When we were eating dinner last night and that guy came up to you and he was telling his wife he always wears this hat. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah, I did.
But I was like, no, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
He always
pay attention,
wears
guy.
A hat, a cool hat, but it's not always that hat.
That's right. I have various versions of kind of the same thing, and I like to switch them out based on no real reason at all.
Oh, do you like my hat?
That is one of the coolest hats I've ever seen. It's a Paul Leeson hat.
This hat is from when you had your solo band.
It had to have been made in the latest 2009, I would guess.
Oh.
So.
I was like 8. And then, that's a lie.
Gross.
That's a lie.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. And then you turned me onto this t-shirt brand, and now I just realized we're wearing the same t-shirt.
Same brand of t-shirts.
Same brand of t-shirt.
You have a women's, I have a men's.
Okay.
But yes, I don't even want to say the name because they got too expensive now and people are going to judge me if I tell them what brand of shirt.
Right. They're going to think that we can actually afford $60 yeah. t-shirts, but we can't. But maybe they'll sponsor this podcast and we'll wear them every time.
Right.
What can you, do you care about telling people why you stopped being a solo artist and moved on?
Sure. I had my own band for like 8 years. I started my own band when I was about 18. I think it was like my first gig with my own band. And I put out my first record when I was 21 and that I produced myself. And I toured for about 8 years. And it was always tough. I was always doing all the jobs myself. Sometimes we'd be a trio and I'd have drums and bass and myself. So I would be driving the van, setting up merch, selling merch, singing lead, playing lead guitar, running the PA system, getting paid, you know, checking in the hotel rooms, doing just every single job. And then sometimes I had a 5-piece band and I had a tour manager and just always was changing depending on who was available. And then after a while I had a booking agent, Trey Newman, who stole $11,000 from me via collecting, all like my deposits for my private parties, which is the only way I was staying alive, was playing, you know, making money on private parties. Or sometimes he'd collect the entire amount and then he just disappeared and took all my money for a whole summer. And so I was eating ramen noodles exclusively for about 3 months. When I heard that Kevin Fowler was auditioning guitar players, I was like, I should do something different because I can't pay my bills. And that's when I tried out for Fowler. And I got the gig.
We love the Kevins. He's nicest.
That's right.
We need to call him.
That's right. We should call him.
He needs you to call. He called me the other day. I asked him to be on this podcast and he called me. Remember, Kyle? And he was like, just asking all, he's just the best. He really cares about us.
Yeah, he is.
He's the reason we're dating.
That's kind of true, I think. No, Kevin is the coolest dude. He, like, as a boss, he's the coolest boss I have. I played for 8 years in his band also. Mm-hmm. And he's just super nice, super cool, easygoing. Like, the most fun person to play with on stage, as you can imagine. He's just crazy. And just the most energy is just really, really fun. Yeah. He's a good dude, too.
He's a good dude. I just, everyone knew that I had a crush on you, including Kevin, for years. But I never told you, obviously, but I like fell in love with you through your records because I was like, oh, this guy's singing about desert and the mountains and like, this is my soulmate. And everyone knew. And then, so we were leaving Kansas. It was me, Fowler, and then Co Wetzel. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin, this was back when I had a bus. Oh, the days at the bus, James. So we got a knock on our door. We were leaving and someone knocked on the bus and James was like, oh my gosh, it's Kevin Fowler. And he came on the bus with you and he was like, you're single. You guys are going to date. And then we dated.
We did.
It was the worst decision of your whole life, but I'm so thankful you made it.
That's not true. It was the best decision. Also, we don't know when we met each other.
No.
We have no idea how long we know each other.
No, I just remember like a few things. I remember Kevin sending you up at Texas Mardi Gras. And you came up to me and you were like, hey, Kevin said there's something going on with your guitar. And I was like, there's nothing going on with my guitar. Like, and I looked back and Kevin was going, ooh, like making a heart, like, cause they knew I had a crush on you. And so then, and I was like, what? And then I used to come talk to me and I used to just run away from you. So that's probably why you don't remember meeting me. It's like, creepy.
I do remember that a little bit. But whatever, I don't know. The timing wasn't right back then anyway, and now everything has worked out.
It's all worked out. Right? Puzzle pieces into place.
That's right.
And now we're building a house. Mm-hmm. And I owe you $700 for bathtubs and such.
Yes, shower surrounds.
Shower surrounds.
Great.
But we are building a house and a rental property, which we're hoping somebody will rent out for just an extremely large sum over what it's worth.
Yeah, just a dumb amount. Like, we need to find a really, really dumb person for this.
But you can live next door to us.
Also really nice and responsible, too.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll have a house for you in like 6 months.
Great. Maybe. Who knows?
We're going to do the inside ourselves. And it's been pretty cool because having people come up to us and be like, hey, we want to help you with this, with your house. And it's been fascinating seeing who does what. And my favorite story was Willie Braun from Reckless Kelly says he wants to do our, what would you call that?
Countertops? Kitchen countertops?
Yeah, he offered out of the blue to do our countertops. So I have to say it on this podcast. So it's under oath. That's not right.
That's right. Willie Braun is going to do our countertops. And Mickey's going to do our sinkholes.
Our sinkholes. Yeah. We were at Gary's wedding party reception or something. Uh-huh. Or wedding shower. Uh-huh. And Willie said, yeah, I'll do your countertops, but Mickey, he's got to do your sinkholes. And then I was like, okay. And he said, was basically demonstrating how tedious Mickey Braun is with his sinkhole cutting. And so then Mickey walked up and then Willie said, hey, Mickey, you're going to cut their sinkholes. And then Mickey goes, sound sexy. And then they walked off. And so that was how that transaction went down. And I hope they both remember that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll make them remember. Don't worry.
We're making them remember right now.
That's right. I'm sure they're listening to this right now.
I already talked about Willie Braun once at the AJ podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we're probably pretty close, right? Are you going to do another solo record or what?
I have been recording some of my own songs. So of course, if I write something good, I try to pitch it to the Water Blue.
Right.
And if they turn it down like a bunch of idiots, I will record it on my own. And so I've already done, I'm working on like 4 songs currently. I'm going to do at least like 5 and then just kind of put them out on Spotify just for fun, I guess. And then no one will ever hear me play them live generally.
I want to hear you play them live. Selfishly, the ones that are my favorite are just about somebody.
They're mostly about you.
That's right. And my dog. Did you write any songs about my dog?
Of course. Like, lots of them. Just plenty in the pipeline.
And last question. Are you only dating me because I have a whiskey sponsorship?
awkward. No, but it definitely helps. In fact, it's probably saved me thousands of dollars so far.
Oh, so can we just forgive that $700?
No, I make it up to you by taking you out on dates, right? That's how this works.
Yeah, you take me on great dates.
Okay.
And you're also going to be putting in some floors in my new house.
Right. Well, you're going to be also doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay. Are we like the Chip and Joanna of New Braunfels, but we're not good at it and we also drink whiskey during the day? Can we have like a Chip and Joanna knockoff TV show? Kyle. We're going to just do like a home project, but it's just going to be bad.
Yes, we should do that because once again, you will make it fun and I will just be bored and kind of like, I'll be boring and kind of like, you know, annoyed, but
just constantly shaking your head in the background.
That's it. That's my character. I can do that all day long.
That's actually what you do all day long with me. So we would just be being ourselves.
Yeah. It's a hit.
Wow. Thanks for being on this podcast. I know it was a terrible inconvenience for you having to
walk into the living room. So
10 feet.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And thanks, Kat, for driving down here. We did it. We did all these episodes. So now we get to actually make out.
What?
I'm just kidding. Amazing. Kyle's still here. That's weird.
Okay.
I was just thinking if Rachel walks in to come get her dog and there's all these cameras set up and it looks very strange.
Right. She didn't know this was going on.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
And we usually high five before we make out too. So that's good.
We usually have what?
We usually high five before we make out. Right. So that's good that people got to see that.
Perfect. On that note, there's my dog. Okay, babe.
It's just peanut butter and chili. Peanut butter, honey. Peanut butter all the time.